Blog Talk Radio.
Holidays. We just celebrated what is symbolic for the birth of Christ.
His birthday, I've seen a lot of confusion with that, and I understand, you know, that that is not the birthday of Jesus, but symbolically we celebrate that as the birthday. And so we're in this season, and we just want to make sure that during this season of all the festivities and all the celebration, that we're not forgetting the reason for the season, which is Jesus. And whether you want to call him Jesus or Yeshua or Emmanuel or Master, Savior, King of Kings and Lord of Lords, it's Jesus. And so I just want to make sure that we stay focused and that we acknowledge him, you know, not just during this season, but that we acknowledge him all the time, you know, that we acknowledge him daily, daily. And that's going to lead me to tonight's show. And before I get started on tonight's show, there's some things I just want to announce, and I will be announcing them again towards the end of the show. But just a few things that I want to announce. I have some supporters that are constantly supporting MCD Network and everything that we're doing and everything that we stand for. And so I just want to make sure that I acknowledge some events that's coming up and taking place. And on January the 7th, I believe that's January the 7th, and I'm going to be posting it on my page too. So I just ask that you keep an eye out. But there is a gospel explosion that's going to be taking place in Linwood, California. And those tickets are currently on sale. I will get you more information towards the end of the show, but I want to put that out there that there is a gospel explosion that's going to be taking place, and it's going to be dynamic. Again, I'm going to get you all the details where you could purchase the tickets, and it's a family affair, so it'll be something at the beginning of the year to grab the kids, grab the hubby or the wife, and get out there and just be blessed by all the different entertainment that's going to be going on, and all of it is to give God the glory. Amen. So, again, we'll make sure that we get all that information towards the end of the show. And so, without further ado, matter of fact, let me just see really quickly here. I don't want to take a long time, but Terrell Hammond, if you are in the studio on tonight, can you dial one on your dial pad? Terrell Hammond, if you're in the studio on tonight, dial one on your dial pad. Okay, so we'll get that information again towards the end of the show. Oh, there he goes. We're going to just take about 3 minutes. I'm going to bring Terrell in. He can share the information about this upcoming event. It's going to be amazing. And hey, Terrell, you in the studio?
I sure am, dear. Good evening. How you doing today?
I am blessed. Thank you. I want to just give you, a quick opportunity to just talk to us about this event. I understand that you have All Right Entertainment, and you do so many things throughout the year as it pertains to entertainment, and generally your genre is blues, but you're doing something exciting and something new in January, and I just want you to be able to give our audience a little information about that event that's coming up.
Oh, thank you very much, dear. Thank you very much. Yes, I have a nice event put together. Usually do my January's blues, but I have a show called Let's Lift Every Voice and Sing, New Year's Gospel Jubilee. It's going to be on January the 7th at the city of Linwood, Linwood High School Performing Arts Center. That's on the campus of Linwood High School. And I have a variety of entertainment for you, you know, for your family, the kids. And it's going to definitely be a nice thing that you will want to attend to start the new year off with. I have a gospel choir called Family Life Sanctuary Choir, well known throughout Los Angeles, the Inland Empire, all throughout Southern California. They travel, they sing, they do a lot of things, you know, in the community. They're out of Whittier. I have a quartet called Mighty Men of Christ. I have a ladies quartet called D.B. Milton and Company. I have a female saxophone player, beautiful lady out of Palmdale named Ashley Jimerson. I have a renowned world poet and poetry author, Deaf Poetry Jam. He also was at the White House for with Obama for a dinner. He did some events there. And I have a praise dancing group called Angels of Praise. And it's a show for the whole family. You know, you can bring your kids. It's free. The tickets are $25. Students with an ID is $10. And children 12 and under is free of charge. So, you know, the MCD is one of my supporting sponsors. Your network is one of my supporting sponsors. And I appreciate that. And I just want to wish, you know, everybody a happy New Year's, and hopefully you can attend this event.
Amen. Well, I thank you, my brother. And if you're still in the studio towards the end of the show, I'm gonna bring you. I would like to bring you back in again just so that you could repeat this information one more time, as we have people that are still coming into the studio or just now tuning in through the internet. So later on towards the end of the show, I'll bring you back in so you could just kind of share the event one more time, make sure people get the information and they can know where to buy the tickets and so forth. Thank you.
Okay. All right, dear. Thank you very much, and I'll be here.
Okay. We are excited. So, again, we'll repeat that later on for those that are in Southern California and you're looking for something to do with the family. I think that's going to be literally the first Saturday in January, which is the 7th. So without further ado, again, I am excited about tonight's show. This is the last Processing the Pain show for 2016. And so I tell you, I was kind of going back and forth, and I was trying to figure out, you know, Coach D, do you want to do this show, or do you just want to plug in a pre-recorded show, or do you just want to shut down for the holidays and just kind of relax and regroup? And everything inside of me said, just shut down for the holidays, relax and regroup. Nobody would notice. It wouldn't make a difference. You would be able to get the rest you need. And I mean to tell you, I was holding on to that up until the 12th hour. And the Holy Spirit said, You have a show, and there are people that are looking forward to that show, and you need to make that show go live. People do not want to call in and get a recorded message. People don't want to call in to find out that there's no show. And so I said, Lord, well, what do you want me to tell your people? What is it that you want your people to know on tonight? And I sat in my quiet time, and I got into an attitude of worship, a spirit of worship, and I tell you, God began to download into me what I believe that he would have you to know on tonight. I believe tonight's show is encouraging. I believe that it's going to inspire you, and I believe that it's going to propel you into 2017. The word tonight is seizing the opportunity for a new beginning. Seizing the opportunity for a new beginning. Now, I got to do a little legwork, and those who have been following Processing the Pain over the years know that there are shows that Coach D have to do some legwork, and we all know that legwork is sometimes mundane. But I have to do it because I have to set the foundation of where we're going. And if I guarantee you that if you stay with me, you are going to be so blessed. You are going to be so full, because this is not me, but this is what the Spirit of God is speaking through me. I have laid myself down as a living sacrifice to be used by God. I have submitted myself unto him, and I've died to flesh so that his Spirit could live, and so that you could have an on-time word, a word that's tangible, a word that you could take into 2017 and you could plant it, and I guarantee you it will grow good fruit and you will prosper. And I'm not talking about prosperity of money, but I'm talking about your soul prospering, that you go into another level, another level in him. Amen. So if you will follow me, let's get the foundation laid. I'm so excited to get this word out of me. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We're going to go over to Genesis chapter 19, and I'm going to lay this foundation. And I tell you, just hang in there. Even if it seems to get a little boring, just hang in there, because God got something for you on tonight. So Genesis chapter 19, and I'm going to pick up at verse 15. Now, I'm going to read a while, because I'm taking us from verse 15 to verse 26. But you'll understand shortly. So if you are there, I can't see you. If you could just give me a virtual amen, let me know you're there. I want to give you time to get it, because I'm fixing to break this thing up, glory. So again, we're going to go to Genesis chapter 19, verse. I'm going to start at verse 15. And verse 15 begins at, as morning dawned, the angels urged Lot, stand up, take your wife and your daughters who are here, lest you be swept away in the punishment of the city. But he lingered. He procrastinated. How many of us procrastinate when God tells us to do something? We linger. So the men seized him and his wife and his two daughters by the hand, the Lord being merciful to him, and they brought him out and set him outside the city. And as they brought them out, one said, escape for your life. Do not look back or stop anywhere in the valley. Escape to the hills, lest you be swept away. And Lot said to them, oh, no, my lord. Behold, your servant has found favor in your sight, and you have shown me great kindness in saving my life. But I cannot escape to the hills, lest the disaster overtake me and I die. Behold, this city is near enough to flee to, and it is a little one. Let me escape there. Is it not a little one? And my life will be saved. He said to him, behold, I grant you with favor. Behold, I grant you this favor also, that I will not overthrow the city of which you have spoken. Escape there quickly, for I can do nothing till you arrive there. Therefore, the name of the city was called Zoar. The sun had risen on the earth when Lot came to Zoar. Then the Lord rained on Sodom and Gomorrah, sulfur and fire from the Lord out of heaven. And he overthrew those cities and all the valley and all the inhabitants of the city and what grew on the ground. But Lot's wife behind him looked back, and she became a pillar of salt. Again, that was from Genesis chapter 19, verses 15 through 26. And so when God led me to this story about the destruction or the destroying of Sodom and Gomorrah, he then gave me the title, Seizing the Opportunity for a New Beginning. And I thought, Lord, how perfect would that be, that this would be the title and this is where you would take us on tonight. As we're entering into a new year, a new journey, this is perfect, because all the time, God is constantly and consistently giving us an opportunity for a new beginning. And oftentimes we do like Lot's wife. We want to look back to our past. We want to go back to what happened then. We want to, you know, fantasize, or we want to go down memory lane, so to say, and it's taking us back to a place that God brought us out of. He has given us an opportunity at a new beginning, and yet we don't want to let go of the past. So tonight's show is to encourage you to let go of the past. Don't look back what happened in 2016. Don't look back at what didn't happen in 2016. Don't be consumed with not meeting your goals. Maybe you had some goals that you were to attain and you didn't meet them. Maybe there were some habits that you wanted to get rid of. and you found yourself still engulfed in them. Here it is, the end of the year, and you still trying to get off of that 40 pounds. Are you still trying to stop smoking cigarettes? Are you still trying to stop drinking, heavily drinking? Are you still trying to, you're still trying to. And so oftentimes we could get caught up in the still trying to, that we cannot even embrace new opportunities that's right before us. Because if we're not, if we're constantly looking back, then there's no way we can look forward. And if you're not looking ahead and you're not looking forward, you can't even see the new opportunities. And I believe that God wants somebody to know that on tonight. He wants you to know that he's giving you an opportunity at a new beginning. And oftentimes you have just slapped it away. Oftentimes you have just neglected it. Oftentimes you have taken for granted the opportunity that he has given you. And so tonight he wants us to know no more looking back, no more being stagnant behind what used to be. And you guys know, we can relate. A lot of us have regrets about things we didn't do. Some of us have guilt about things we did that we know we shouldn't have did. And we'll hold on to that. And God has long forgiven us, but he's waiting for us to forgive ourselves. And the act of asking for forgiveness is not because God needs to hear that. But the act of asking for forgiveness is for us. It's for us so that we can internalize that forgiveness and we can begin to forgive ourselves. I want to take you over to another scripture, and it's going to be a lot of scriptures tonight. I'm going to be bouncing around. I think that's important. I've already laid the foundation because we spoke from Genesis 19, and we understand that in Genesis 19, I'm going to summarize because I did read it. We understand that this was about Sodom and Gomorrah, and everybody knows the story of Sodom and Gomorrah. Everybody knows all the terrible things that were going on there. You know, terrible things happen in our lives. We've made poor choices that affected us, may have affected our families. You know, we've done some not so cool things. All of us have sinned and fallen short. I know I have. I know I probably sinned yesterday, and I'm probably going to sin tomorrow. You know, I'm going to blow it, and I'm going to miss the mark. And I don't want to even get comfortable with thinking that, okay, that's cool, that's okay for you to do. But I know that it's inevitable because it's going to, you know, living in this flesh is going to happen. But I don't want to be married to it. I don't want to be so strongly connected to these things, these missing of the mark, that I'm married to it, that that becomes who I am, because God's word told me that that's not who I am and that's not who he's calling us to be. And so we understand in here that Lot took advantage. Lot and Lot's daughters followed instructions. There were some clear instructions when the angels came to deliver them out of Sodom before God was going to destroy it. He gave some clear direction. What directions is God giving you for 2017? What has he told you? What has he told you to do? And what has he told you not to do? So you got to follow those directions. They were clearly told, don't look back. Keep forward. Don't look back, because if you look back, there would be nothing good. And so Lot and his daughters took advantage. They seized the opportunity for a new beginning, because in essence, coming out of that destruction that was getting ready to take place, God was giving them another opportunity. The wife had the same opportunity. She had the exact same opportunity as her husband and her daughter. But for whatever reason, and we'll never know what her reasons were, for looking back, she looked back. And I see that as symbolic of looking back and holding on to the past. And we do that. And so today, or tonight, God is saying to you, stop holding on to the past. You know the past, that person that hurt you, that did you dirty, that took something from you, maybe talked about you, you know, and you've been holding on to it, and you think just because you didn't go and do something to them that that was sufficient. you know how we do it. Oh, well, you know what, they better be glad I didn't go over there and jack them up. But the reality of it is that you didn't do something to them physically, but in your mind, every day you're doing something because you're the thought, you haven't truly forgave that person, you haven't truly let the situation go, you're still holding on to it. And then what will happen is you'll take that same attitude, that same mental or emotional attitude into a new year, a new beginning. Some of us are not growing. Some of us have dreams and visions that we stepped out on, and it's stagnant. It's not going anywhere. And why? I don't know why, but have you considered that maybe that unforgiveness, that thing that you're holding on to, is causing a blockage, is causing a bottleneck in the flow of the blessings that God has for you? Again, tonight we're talking about seizing the opportunity for a new beginning. The Word of God tells us, as we know, we looked at Lot, and that was the foundation, and we understand that in this, Lot took advantage of the opportunity to seize the opportunity of a new beginning. His wife didn't, and it killed her. And then what we want to understand is this. I'm going to take you to Lamentations chapter 3, verses 22 through 24. Let me read this again. I told you it's going to be a lot of scriptures on tonight. This is a little different. I don't always do this, but sometimes we need to do this because I want you to really get it. I want you to really be able to get a perception of why and how you need to go into 2017. I want you to take advantage. Seize the opportunity. God is constantly, he tells us in his word, he is constantly giving us opportunities and new beginnings. Lamentation chapter 3, verses 22 through 24 says, "The steadfast love of the Lord never, his mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, says my soul. Therefore, I will hope in him." See right there, he's showing us the beauty of a new day, a new morning, new mercies await us. And then oftentimes if we hold on to the past, we can't even see these new mercies because we're too blinded by what happened in the past. And he said every morning that we wake up and we're allowed to see another day, his mercies are new. You know, so he said, acknowledge that. Acknowledge that you're on a journey and it's not a one-time fix all. We're on a journey, and the journey is called life. And it's not a one-time fix all. Meaning, what does that mean? That means simply that you're gonna blow it at times. You're gonna miss the mark. And sin is defined as missing the mark. And he already allotted for that because he knew what we were going to do before we even done it. And he knew that we couldn't be perfect. He knew that this body, this flesh, was in opposition to the Spirit of God that lives on the inside of us. But yet he said, today is a new day, and let us be grateful. Lot's wife wasn't grateful. And we, many of us, are not grateful. Because when we look back and when we hold on to the past, we're in essence telling God, I don't want your new mercy. So we're not grateful. He's saying, be grateful. Embrace it. I'm giving it to you. He then goes on to tell us in Isaiah chapter 43, verse 18 through 19, that forget the former things. Now, this is not Coach D. This is the word of God. He said, forget something. Forget the things that happened yesterday. He said, forget the former things. That means everything. Do not dwell on the past. See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? In other words, I'm doing a new thing in you, Coach D. I'm doing a new thing in you, those listening in the studio. I'm doing a new thing in you, those that's on the internet listening. He said he's doing a new thing in you. It's springing up. Can't you see it? He said, do you perceive it? That means, can't you see what I'm doing?
I am making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland. Wow. He's telling us that he's making a way for us. He's doing a new thing in us. And that is, no matter where you at in life, even if your journey is taking you through some wilderness experiences, and we all have been through some wilderness experiences, he said he's making a way for us even in the wilderness. He's telling us that he's producing streams in the wasteland. And we know about the wasteland. Many of us went and seen Lion King, and they talked about the wasteland. It was dry. It was a drought. There was no water, nothing. And that's, it was called the wasteland. It was a place nobody wanted to be. There was no life. But he says, our God is saying, I'm making streams for you in the wasteland. How many of us been going through something, and for every intent and purpose is what we were looking at, there was no way that anything good could come out of what we were dealing with. Some of us been dealing with health situations. Nothing good we thought could come out of it. Some of us was dealing with finances. It might have been you may have been one day from getting your car repossessed, a week from going into foreclosure. You might have even been 1 week from going into a surgery because they told you they seen a lump and they thought it was this, only for you to get there to find out that it wasn't this at all. God provided a stream in the wasteland. And he's telling us that. Forget the past. Stop dwelling. Because I believe that there is something about the past that we dwell on that brings forth a negative spirit. And oftentimes that negative spirit comes with death, destruction, and disease. It is a scientific fact now, and they're saying that bitterness and anger is the breeding ground for cancer, that it's producing and encouraging cancer cells. They're also saying that the person who is at peace with themselves, mind, body, and spirit, has a better chance to fighting the disease of cancer than the person who is not. How can that be so? It's nothing new up under the sun. These scientists, they're not finding something new when they discover these discoveries. That's stuff that's already existed. That's stuff that's already in the earth. They're just now finding it. God already knew it existed because he created it. So I say to you tonight, what wilderness are you going through? What wasteland have you been laying down in? Don't you know your God is making a way for you? We have to begin again, and I'm going to keep saying this, is seizing the opportunity for a new beginning. Now somebody might be saying, gosh, okay, I get it, I hear it, but how do I even begin? I've been looking towards the past for so long. I've been looking back for so long. I've been holding on to anger and frustration and pissed off about something that somebody did to me. You know, it used to be a song, Somebody Did Me Wrong song. Y'all remember that song? And we just hold on to it. So how do I get out of this place? I've been living that for years. I've been living angry for years. And I don't think matter of fact, I think I have a right to be angry. How do I get out of that? Because I want to go into this new journey, this new year, seizing the opportunity for a new beginning. And you can't go into a new beginning bringing in the old things. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, there is a scripture that speaks about trying to put new wine in old wine bags. Old wine bags are weak. They're really weak. They're old. They're worn out. And so if you put new wine, new strong wine into these old bags, they're burst. Same thing. God's trying to bless you. He's trying to give you a new beginning and bless you. But he's finding it very difficult to bless you because you still want to be in the old skin. You still want to be holding on to the old stuff. And the new blessings don't fit in the old stuff. There's no room, because if you got too much room, if your whole space, just think of yourself as being a cup, and God want to bless you in 2017. He wants to bless you, and he wants to fill your cup, but he can't fill a cup that's already full. But what is your cup full of? Past pain? Past brokenness? You've been divorced for 23 years. And you still angry about because he took the couch or because she took your pension. You still angry about that. That was 23 years ago. And most likely that other person that moved on with life. They may even be remarried with a new family. But you still bitter and angry. Somebody said something to you. Now all of a sudden, because your child's mother, or as you out there in the world call your baby mama, said something to you, she stepped on your toe or she went and got in another relationship, you don't want to even deal with your kid. You're still holding on to anger. And you can't take that into the new bags, the new blessings that God has given you. You got to let it go. You got to let it go and move forward. You got to be able to be exactly in position where God needs you to be so that you could be able to be all that he's called you to be. And how many of you have to believe that God has called you to be something? You got to believe that God has ordered steps for you. He has a purpose and a plan for your life. And he's telling us, he wants to encourage us right now, tonight. Seize the opportunity for this new beginning. He wants to take you into 2017, giving you the desires of your heart. But he has to trust that the desires of your heart line up according to his word, because he's not going to go against his word. He is not going to go against his, he's not going to do something that you're praying for if it doesn't line up to his word. And we see this often. People are praying, and they're asking God for things. Things, and it don't line up to his word. And if it doesn't line up to his word, he's not going to cause it to manifest. And if it manifests, you better question if it came from God, because I can't believe that it would come from God, because he watches over his word to perform it, that it should not return into him void. So I don't think he's going to bless you with something that goes against his word. So when you get something that goes against his word, it may not be, that's not a blessing at all. It may feel like a blessing to you because you got your way, but you getting your way don't mean that it's God's way. So lining up. He tells us also in the Ephesians chapter 4, verse 22 through 24, you were taught with regards to your former way of life. Listen to this. It's careful, because this is part of it. This is part of shedding the past. And he said, you were taught with regards to your former way of life to put off your old self, which is being corrupted by its deceitful desires, to be made new in the attitude of your mind, and to put on the new self created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness. That was Ephesians chapter 4, verses 22 through 24. He said, again, I want to read that again because I want to make sure you understand it. You were taught with regard to your former way of life to put off your old self, which is being corrupted by its deceitful desires. Woo! We just said that God is not, it's his desire to give you the desires of your heart as they line up according to his desires for you. Perfect scripture. Because he said, you got to put away your old self. You cannot continue to line up or think you're lining up with God and you still operating in your old deceitful desires. Well, Coach D, what does that look like? What does that mean, really, my old deceitful desires? Old deceitful desires could be something as simply as lusting after somebody else's wife. are pursuing someone else's husband. That's an old deceitful desire. It could be something as simple as manipulating the figures on your taxes. Or how about something like this that's so subtle, and I know I've been guilty of it before in my past life, changing the price tag. Well, I see this blouse, and I really like this blouse, so what I'm going to do is this blouse costs $49. That blouse is $19. Ooh! If I stepped on your toe, just say, hallelujah, ouch. Because we all have some stuff we're dealing with. There's some things, some deceitful desires that we're holding on, like Lot's wife, to the past. And God is trying to move us in a new now. He's trying to move us in a new beginning. And we still want to be married to that past. And he said, you can't be both. You can't be looking backwards and moving forward. How many people have tried to back up a car? Or how many people have tried to drive a car looking backwards? You're trying to drive forward. You've got the car in drive, but you're looking behind your shoulder. It don't work like that. And what's going to end up happening is, like Lot's wife, is you're going to end up possibly dying. Because if I got my car in drive and I'm pushing on the gas, but yet my head is turned around and I'm looking at behind me, there's no way that's going to work. I'm going to end up running into something. And depending on what I run into, that could cost me my life. But many of us are going through life like that. Many of us are going through life looking reverse but trying to move forward and wondering why we're not getting anywhere. So put away those former your former way of life. Get rid of that stuff. He said, you know, get rid of that stuff that's corrupted you and it's been deceitful desire. He said to be made new in the attitude of your mind and to put on the new self created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness. And I would often say, now this is a Coach D thing, now, so you could quote me, you don't have to quote me. But I believe that righteousness in a simplistic form simply means right choices. And I believe holiness in a simplistic form means wholeness, to be whole. Because how many of us know that we was out there in the wilderness, when we were out there doing our own thing, we wasn't whole. And we definitely wasn't making right choices. We have to even know that not everybody made the journey through the wilderness to the promised land. Everybody didn't survive that journey. Many people died in the wilderness and never made it to the promised land. So just the sure fact that you are on tonight's show and you are listening in tells me that you are still living on this journey called life. If you could take a deep breath and exhale, you are still on this journey called life. And that means that you have every opportunity possible to cease a new beginning. It's not too late. I don't care what you did yesterday or what you struggled with yesterday. It's a new now, and you can move into the new now. And he said in the new now, you got to get rid of some stuff, because you can't take the old wineskins and receive the new wine. So you might have to get rid of the old wineskins. You might have to change up some stuff. And that's okay. Get rid of that former stuff so that now that you can walk in righteousness and holiness, that you can seek God, that you can be transformed by the renewing of your mind. How do I get transformed by the renewing of my mind? through the word, by changing my environment, not taking in the same things that contaminated me before, not doing the same things that wore out my old wineskin, that made my old wineskin holy, and I'm not talking H-O-L-Y, I'm talking H-O-L-E. He's saying you got a new beginning, still love you. He know what you're going through. He can't help you if you don't want to be helped. You got to seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all the other stuff will be added to you. You guys know I'm not just saying words. This is his word, and he's telling us that he loves us. He wants the best for us. 2017 is going to be an awesome year, and if you're looking from a natural eye, you're going to miss it. If you're looking behind to the past, you're going to miss all that he's doing now in 2017. He's doing some mighty things, and it don't look like it in the natural, but in the spiritual, there's some things that's going on that's getting ready to manifest. And he don't want, because he loves you and he wants the best for you and he has a purpose and plan for you, he don't want you to miss it. God is laying up right now the wealth of the wicked for the righteous. Now, when you hear that, if all you hear and all you see is dollar signs, you've already missed it. There's some kingdom business that's taking place that is taking place. And in order to do kingdom business, there's got to be a conversion. And we got to convert those finances so that we could do the kingdom business. Amen. This is not a message today on prosperity and believe it and think it and name it and claim it and all that garbage. This is about kingdom business. This is about new beginnings, walking into 2017 and being able to do what God has called you to do, being able to be a blessing to others. And he's willing to bless us. He's willing to bless us, but he got to know that when he blesses, that we're willing to be a blessing. Amen. He's got to know that when he blesses, we're willing to be a blessing to others. And then he tells us this, Ezekiel, and I know I'm jumping around, and if you need to know some of these scriptures, please do not hesitate to ask me. You could dial 1, our team will let you in. Ezekiel chapter 11, verse 19, he says, I will give them an undivided heart and put a new spirit in them. I will remove from them their heart of stone and give them a heart of flesh. He is the author of renewed spirit. He loves us so much that it's not his desire that any of us should perish or that any of us should miss the mark. He is constantly renewing us. He is constantly desiring for us to seek him. While he could yet be found. Psalms chapter 43 says it eloquently. He puts a new song in my mouth, a hymn of praise to our God. Many will see and fear the Lord and put their trust in him. He's saying, are you willing to let go of the past and focus on the now? Are you willing to move forward? Are you ready for your new beginning? Are you ready for your new beginning? And I don't know who the message is for tonight. I don't know what you may be going through on tonight. But I do know one thing. I know that nothing happens by accident and by happenstance. I believe that everything happens for a purpose and a reason. And I believe that if you are on this call tonight, the message that went forth was a message that you needed to hear. I believe if you're on the call tonight that God is trying to tell you something. And if it's just simply that he loves you and there is nothing that you could do that will separate him, his love. Nothing can separate us from his love. We separate ourselves, but he'll never stop loving us no matter what. But the question is do you love him? Do you love him? Are you ready to seize the opportunity for a new beginning? Now, we go in this New Year's and we get it, and I'm excited about 2017, and it's been a tradition, probably a ritual, that we get into this New Year's resolution, and we start making all these resolutions that we'll make, you know, on the 1st of January, and then by the 21st of January, we don't even remember what the resolutions are. And I have one resolution for this year, 2017, and Coach D's resolution is that I want to be a better Coach D. I want to be closer to him. I want to be walking in the steps that he's ordered for my life, for the manifestation of his blessings, so that I could be a blessing to others in 2017. I want to be positioned that whatever God is doing in 2017, I want to be in a position to receive what he is doing in 2017. I don't want to look back towards the past. I don't want to worry about who hurt me in the past. I don't want to worry about who's doing what in the past. I want to keep my eyes on the prize of the high calling. I want to move forward, and I don't want to be stagnant. I want to be able to produce great fruit. I want to be able to sow great seeds in 2017. And I want to see the manifestation of Christ. I want to see the manifestation of Christ to continue in my life. That he gets the glory. Whatever I do, that he gets the glory in 2017. A better person, making right choices, being whole in our minds, being whole in our spirits, being whole. I want to take advantage of those new mercies each morning. And I want to be grateful and thankful that he's allowed me yet another opportunity to continue on this journey called life, because I desire to see the promised land. I desire to see the promised land. And my prayer is for you on tonight, that something was said that encouraged you to be willing to take advantage, to be willing to continue the journey, to be willing to look ahead and not look back. My prayer for you is that you begin to see a manifestation of Christ operating in and through your life, that you begin to see signs and miracles manifesting in your life, in the life of those around you, that you begin to speak his word and you begin to see that word that you spoke manifest and do exactly what it says it's going to do. I pray that you will be able to see sicknesses healed, demons cast out, people delivered, addictions dying, that is my prayer for each person that's listening in on tonight, that you would go out and do great things, that God would get the glory. If you're listening in on tonight and you have a question or a comment about tonight's show, or maybe you just simply want prayer to go into the new year, you just want to have prayer, feel free to dial one on your dial pad. We could pray together. You could pray for me. I could pray for you. We could pray together. If you're dealing with something that you know has been a thorn in the side that's kept you in the past, and it could be something just as simple as unforgiveness, I would love to pray with you or pray for you. If you have a question about tonight, or if you have a testimony, or you have a comment that you believe could add to what has been spoken on tonight, again, feel free to dial one on your dial pad. That'll let our team know that you have a question or a comment, or if you need prayer, and I could bring you in. We are coming towards the end of the show. Again, tonight's show was the last show for Processing the Pain for 2016. We will be picking back up next year. I like that, next year. We know it's only a few days away, but next year we will be back at the same day, Thursdays at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And on Tuesdays we have Woman to Woman, same time, 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And also on the first Monday of every month at 6:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, we have Relentless Pursuit with Philandus Harris and Tamika Sanders. And we would love for you to continue to tune in to our weekly programs. And we thank you so much for your support. Thank you for listening in. And thank you for being a blessing to MCD Network. We actually did over the holidays, MCD Network partnered with Concrete Rose Foundation, and we were able to collect, oh my gosh, just loads and loads and loads of blankets, beanies, and socks. We actually, the day after Christmas, we took those things out. We hit three places. We actually hit downtown Long Beach. We hit Watts. And we also hit Skid Row, downtown Los Angeles, and we just blessed the people, and everybody was just, it's just a blessing to see people be a blessing. And so we passed out, so I want to thank each and every one of you that donated to that cause. I tell you, it did not go unnoticed. These people were blessed to receive all of these items, and so thank you. And then I'm going to take a minute to I have Terrell Hammond. He is the CEO and president of All Right Entertainment, and they are having an event coming up the first Saturday in January, January the 7th, and I'm just going to step back and allow him to give a little bit of information of what it is, where it's at, and how you can purchase tickets. Terrell?
Yes, Coach D, I'm here.
Okay, great. If you could just let the people know what's going on January the 7th.
Okay, well, once again, enjoyed your show. It's very informative, as always. And thank you for allowing me this time to advertise my event. I have an event called Lift Every Voice and Sing New Year's Gospel Jubilee. It's a family affair event I put together. After I had a lot of people inquiring, you know, wanting me to do a gospel show, I sat down, you know, with some of the people I work with, Mrs. Lorraine Reed, and we put this event together. It's going to be a beautiful evening of singing, spoken words, praise dancing, and just, you know, uplifting for the new year to get you going, get you in the right spirit. And hopefully everybody's resolutions, well, I know, Coach D, you don't like to use that word, resolution, but they work well. I'm going to have the Family Life Center, Sanctuary Choir is going to be there. No choir throughout Southern California, very good. Won a lot of singing singing contests and everything. I have a quartet, men's quartet group called Mighty Men of Christ. The host is going to be Pastor Coco Short. I have a female quartet group, D.B. Milton and Company, beautiful ladies, going to be singing. I have a lady saxophonist out of Palmdale, California, named Ashley Jemerson. She's going to be enlightening the stage with her saxophone solos. I have a renowned poet that's going to be doing some spoken words. She's off of Death Poetry Jam. And I have a praise dancing group called Angels of Praise. It's going to be January the 7th. Tickets are $25. It's going to be at Linwood High School Performing Arts Center, 4050 East Imperial Highway in the city of Linwood. The show starts at 3 o'clock. Tickets can be purchased at Brownie General Merchandise at 12606 Long Beach Boulevard. That's in the city of Linwood. Or you can contact me, Terrell Hammond, at 310-303-4336. Or Mrs. Lorraine Reed, 310-604-8662. And I just want to invite everybody out. Kids are free, 12 and under. Students, $10. And it's going to definitely be a beautiful event. And I'm glad that MCD Network co-sponsored and is a supporting sponsor of the event. So there it is there, dear. I appreciate it. And I hope to see some of the listeners out. Come out and enjoy yourself and the New Year in.
Amen. I know that your phone is breaking up a little bit, so for those who are interested in the event, please hit me up on my page or inbox me or hit me up on the MCD Network page, and I'll make sure that I get you the phone numbers where you can purchase the tickets. Again, that event is on January the 7th. It is going to be at Linwood High School starting at 3 p.m. Tickets are $25 for adults. Students are $10 with a student ID, and children 12 and under are free. And so, again, those tickets are on sale, and I will get you. And you can actually purchase the tickets at Brownies General Merchandise at 12606 Long Beach Boulevard in Linwood, or you could contact Terrell Hammond, area code 310-303-4336. Or Lorraine Reed, 310-604-8662. And again, if you did not get that information, feel free to hit me up on my MCD Network page or on my page. Thank you, Terrell, and thank you so much. I'm looking forward to that show. I will be in the house. MCD Network will be there representing and looking forward to enjoying that on January the 7th. Again, this is a family thing, a family affair for an evening or afternoon of great entertainment. So anyway, I want to say thank you to each and every person that listened in on tonight. Know that you are loved and appreciated. Know that your support does not go unnoticed. We appreciate you here at MCD Network. And we just pray that you would continue to support us by tuning in to our programs on Mondays, Tuesdays, and Thursdays. And again, we just appreciate you. Have a happy New Year. And all I will say in parting is seize the opportunity for a new beginning, because God loves you and he desires for you to be in the new now. Have a good evening.